双击去路给你的他的帮忙就小心思啊现在现在双击去给你什么的他的双击前面你他的他的年龄的他小不了那么的超越了那送我的做
就A great Indian master has said, Buddha Sangha Chodan Gendo Tava Deva Nam Gyak means Buddha Dharma Sangha are refuge for those who seek Nirvana or liberation. And by definition, it also means Buddhahood.
Tava Deva Nam Gendo Nala Kandis Shabhuritina.아니다베가자산지기아니다거위베등마이게즉내리등한든지지를즉든지지용거래데이터즉대파니아니공바이나거위등한든지지다그래서때마스때는아니가자샤때마보다가때비람가때비숭데아니티바다쌈바다가바냐서넘바라때데랑게아니지지등하래타와로와에가자주주개조대다위추대아니추대녀서렘렘바라땡니로와그외남토바보데라아니겐데개조생겐예선보데라샤선로이나아로니등하래타와이자아니딘디스가타와데마는쇼송이자
So in what way are the three refuge or yes refuge for those who seek karpa release or liberation there are refuges for those who seek liberation in that the teacher for the process of liberation the Buddha has revealed what beings already experience that is physical psychological distressesAnd how and where do they stem from? And Buddha said, these are not causeless. These arise from their specific causes in the form of negative actions, which are grounded in negative thoughts. And then Buddha said, if you want to be free from these in a permanent way, which you want, then you need to put an end to the causes.Nick the causes in the bud, so that the effects of suffering would never have a chance to emerge. And so, that the person who has shown this path of freedom is the teacher or the Buddha. And then, a person who takes on boardwhat is the message of the teacher, meaning the Buddha, the teaching, and through listening to the teaching, contemplating the teaching, meditating on the teaching, and through prolonged process of these three, hearing, contemplation, and meditation, when a person develops knowledge,that all-important knowledge or the cutting-edge knowledge which frees them from suffering. So together, the process of guidance and the result Nirvana attained are called true Dharma, the real Dharma. So Dharma, therefore, is the real source of refuge. And thensangha are there to help us on the path and we turn to them as well because they are like-minded spiritual friends who you can draw strength from and therefore they guide us. They guide us and they steer us in the right direction. So all of these three therefore helpliberation, has achieved liberation.
That means that Sanjigi, the Jigi shop, the Karasina, Tino de Pachi, and Royal Dima Shogun, Yiji Puba Jena family, that any kind of Chini Demba Demi, Dorjis, and chungwa na jen ni senjen ngen xie tang de kar sena korangi ta topa da tu ma jil te yo ina te ju ina te yo de de te yo ma res te ni ro yu du ma tu pa kan de ta sha ge sem mo le ma no le je ina len ge re de de len bi ta me ga de len ge ma ta kan ri sen ge sena chi ni den ba ten bi tro wa ji se ta den bi lam ten ba le ten ni ro yu du ma le to wa xie ge re chi ma
So how do Buddhists help seekers of liberation on the path to freedom? What is the way, okay, what is the way Buddhists help? For Buddhists cannot literally wash away negative karma like they wash away dirty clothes. Buddhists, nor can Buddhists physically transfer their knowledge. But if it had been possible, that would have been done a long time ago. And unfortunately, Buddhas cannot remove the pain of a body and mind that you can remove thorns and the splinter with the tweezers and give immediate relief. Buddhas, despite their being so powerful, so omniscient, omnipotent, all that, still, this is something even they can't do. And yet, Buddhas are said to work for sentient beings. The only option left for them to help beings is to show the truth, the way of the truth. Buddhas have liberated beings by teaching Dharma Dattu or suchness.
That means the Tiba, Tibishira, Sambishira, Gambishira, saying, and the Gambishira Jula saying, and the Muni be you cut up again, Malia, Shak Togiore.
So the last line is Chunyi Denpa Tenpe documents Buddhas help and free sentient beings or living beings or seekers of freedom through showing the truth of Dharma Dattu or emptiness. And so if we gain the knowledge of emptiness, wisdom understanding emptiness, as you, we have been told so many times, there and then we would have achieved sort of a quantum leap in our spiritual development, whereby that knowledge would cut through all ignorance about the true nature of reality. And that wisdom, understanding, knowledge is gained through what is called meditation, through a process of prolonged, single-pointed, as well as analytical meditation. And for one to develop wisdom, the cutting-edge wisdom, the knowledge through meditation, it needs to be conditioned, it needs to be grounded in contemplation. Before meditation, you need to reflect on the teachings about emptiness, teachings about higher things, again and again and again, whereby you have a solid understanding, which you then focus your mind single-pointedly on, at times analyzing that. But for one to have some, for one to have something to contemplate, you need to gain information. You need to hear information from reliable sources, from a knowledgeable, reliable sources, or for spiritual friends. And when you listen to spiritual friends, the message of the Dharma given by spiritual friends, gurus, then you gain a knowledge through hearing, instant knowledge about what to contemplate on, subsequently what to meditate on. But what you need to, what you hear, the message that you hear must, for the message that you hear, for it to have the impact to generate, you know, real knowledge, the message must be true, not fraudulent, not mistaken. Or else you'll be wasting your time, or one would have wasted one's time trying to meditate on something which is fallacious, which is not grounded in truth.
Tani gendila ne kakadi ane chibibi taru seyade ane pe chu mune de mora nyeja ne dege dao ane kada chu chi la di dapa bo ten de tenpa ten se bo ten de gendini ta chibibi taru se chi shakaya le e ma yinba ya e ngadu chi sheba ko na ji chi kato shebi shi da sheba la ru shebi ऐना गेस गेसन का दंबाला सुबह तेरे बोचो शेवा था नियंबाला सुबह याना नियंबा तेरे छिचिंग चिंग माँ पांची चिंग चिंग माँ जूनी चिंग चिंग माँ जीवा शेवा ला सुबह लू रो शेवा ला दारु से नींद लो गया ले तेरे निकाल या चूले
सो संघा इस कॉल्ड द सपोर्ट पार्टनर लिटरली दाजोप मेंस सपोर्ट दा मेंस partner, dog means support. That means, you know, like love partner, and dog means a friend. So Sangha are support system, or the support, okay, support system. And the Sangha are called support system, for it is the partner of the real Dharma. The real refuge being true Dharma, the other prong. Like if you have a true prongs, Sangha is the other prong, and therefore element or part of the real Dharma, and being part of real Dharma is called dado, or partner, or support. And Sangha are also called dado, support system, in that for one to gain, for one to receive various forms of vows, of a Brahmamoksha vow, and so on, you need the support of the Sangha, Sangha community, to witness the bestowal of ceremony, and to actually, someone to actually transmit the vows that they have upheld for so long unto you, and then for you to receive it. And all this is made possible with the support system of the Sangha. Therefore, they are also called Bhadok.
And the end is Sanji Lashas, Shri Lashas, Gendi Lashas, Tombo Tachishun, Sanji Asia, in a cheese, in a Gendi, in a little coding, in the Isamare. Others can choose some Jurichina, Tombo, Chief Temple for the Age. This is Chief Mune Temple. This is Chief Temple, Tendi, and Devo Gendi Tuare. In the Inta, Yumi, Jurish Bachina, Sanji Tombo, in a Chief, in a Gendi Shun Inta, Sanji Lashas.
Chenla shakshi, Indela shakshi, Chandrasan Ratan Pili. Moni shandu pe, ta nga du, yuisi dhundi la pen tu yungzi shi na, tombo chula shakshi. Yini, gendela shakshi, yini, sanjela shakshi, yagro gu yore. So when we recite refuge, you say, I take refuge in the Buddha, in Dharma, and in Sangha. And there's kind of a hierarchy. I said the Buddha is the most important, Dharma second, and Sangha the third. This is not, this kind of order is not maintained in terms of the importance of the tree. All three are equally important, and yet refuge prayer maintains such an order, and that order of this hierarchy is maintained in terms of the origin, in terms of the steps of development, steps of development and progression. For Buddha is mentioned first. For Buddha is the source of the teaching, and therefore teaching comes second, and the Sangha who really upholds the teaching. Without Sangha, ordained and non-ordained lay Sangha, there will be no teaching. However, in terms of the actual benefit accrued to one, in a way, we need to say, I take refuge in Dharma, I take refuge in Sangha, and I take refuge in Buddha. That order should be practicing and saying.
The pen and other really never does he, no? Member than, eh, than, new song, no, ne? That really look at it, you know, that really name when I'm talking in it. Sure, there, you know? That didn't bear a mother, member married, neo married. In I am, maybe we have put a stage in hand this harbor of Malava, you know? And the summer she was in handing a pen you married. That I need to be, maybe you may be resourcing him at that table. Meng itu cewa tanpa sebab tulis cewa macam ni. Tulis cewa siapa pun, tan meu ini meh, tan meu ke, itu jadi macam apa ini ya? Jadi, yang kon nebat ini meh sama tu. Jadi, kan tak ya? Kon tu sengkal lah, cewa tu rogu orang itu. Rani kita ne, mesti coba siapa pun dia meh macam ne aja. Jadi, meh dia ni cewa cepat zul lah.
So, the second order where I said in a way we should say. Take refuge in Dharma, Sangha, and Buddha. That can be explained using the medical model of the doctor, nurse, and medicine. Now, are they important? They are really important. But what really addresses the problem of sickness? What really hits sickness? It is the medication. So the medication is the real potent agent that overcomes the ailment. And so in a way, medication is the real thing that helps recover, that helps the patient to overcome sickness. But If there were not doctor to diagnose the condition and then to recommend the right medication, while medication might have been available out there, it is pointless. Medicine would have been ineffective. So the doctor is quite important. But then the doctor only checks, looks at you, and then recommends medication. But the doctor really looks after you and the nurse you. The consultants or the doctors are really busy, and it is left to the nurse. Because as a patient, as a really serious patient, one is unable to administer the medication, so the nurse. Is vital in administration of medication and in providing necessary assistance for gradual recovery. For example, we have Chipa means bile. Speaking from a Tibetan medical point of view. Anyway, if you have some problem, let's say the problem of a bile, and you see a doctor, and the doctor says you need to take medicine for bile, and there's also the nurse, but somehow, while the doctor knows what medicine you should take, and while the nurse is there, if the medicine itself were unavailable, the advice is just in a hollow, and the nurses being there cannot do anything. In the same way, it's really individually speaking, if oneself doesn't practice and live life by the teaching, which itself is a practice on top of formal meditation, reasoning, and all formal practice, living life by the basic values of our teaching is a practice. However, if one doesn't live one's life by the teaching, let alone practicing meditation and so on, then even if there had been Buddha and Buddha had given teaching, and even if there were Sangha to help, but their presence, the presence of the two, have no impact whatsoever in terms of spiritual development and gaining spiritual awareness or heights. And in other words, one lacks the potent force of practice, which really addresses the problems associated with the mind, with one's mind. And without Dharma, in terms of one's own practice, to fall back on all other factors, all other jewels, Buddha and the Sangha, would have no impact at all.
And the anything but Rangi Sankhya Sasana?
Chasmur Chur.
Sankhya Shinna Prashova?
Na.
Chora, te sanje sali shalu yamar vene. Isha se kol pe kita kada isha seva da, ruh seva jre ma da pe. Kasi ro na de te, rozin ma jone diwa de pe, to ayin de tindi sham ro se sanje ki shalu shalu goma re.
Na.
Kwa ji mi ta kada sanje ki jilo shalu yamar ro wa.
Na re. Tindi re. Sanje ki jilo kemo yu te es wa.
Pe na, tan, ये अनेक जमाने दिन दिक्कत में ना चलो ये ना दिन चलो दिक्कत दिन चलो में दिल रोज़ ऐसे ऐड हो उनको इस और रोज़ है आ डॉक्टर नित्य बोल
so when you go for refuge you know the Mahayana refuge says Janchu Bad okay you take refuge in Buddha Dharma and Sangha how long do you go for refuge in them? You go for refuge until Buddhahood. Until Buddhahood. And Geshe-la then says, until Buddhahood means you will go for refuge in Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha until all beings have attained the state of a Buddhahood. Or, I go for refuge until Buddhahood could also mean the lesser Buddhahood of Nirvana. That is, you know, you go for refuge in them for your own emancipation, which will come about, but only one individual have achieved. The rest of the other undeveloped beings would still be stuck, and that person would not do much. And now, I ask Geshe-la, what does it actually mean? I go for refuge under Buddha. Does it mean that, as you said, that you go for refuge in all Buddha, in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, until all beings have achieved Buddhahood? Or until you personally have achieved Buddhahood? And Geshe-la says, the first one. And then when I ask, do you really have to attend to the other Buddhas, when you become Buddhas, and take refuge in them? Why not? And an answer was, for example, Geshe-la as a Buddha wanted to help any Dharma, for instance, but due to lack of a strong karmic bond, for some reason, then Geshe-la would ask Peter Buddha, could you please? You seem to have a connection with the any Dharma. Would you do something to help any Dharma? So in that way, seek help. So, and in seeking help in that respect is kind of a refuge. Whilst you are a Buddha, or you know, when you seek help in somebody, that is kind of a... Any questions?
Why? At the least, Shunjubhata, Sanjijita, Tsoi Sunara, Shunjubhata, Dhani Shasachi, and that Shunjubhata, Shunjidela, Pashidane Kazur, Charan Stephen Majigi, Rani Sanji Matopadan, Kachana Shas and Doin Lahaji, Shachu Vijiri. In there, Yen Shandu Shatan Rodi, Sanji Tarra Shandu Yoris in the Buddhas, Mildred today.
So my system, Geshe-la says, the belief system that I have received, developed through my training, is that even at the Buddhahood there is refuge. Even at the level of enlightenment there is refuge. And of course, the phrase, this line, I go for refuge unto Buddhahood, could be explained as you, the mouthpiece, has interpreted to mean that you will go for refuge in Buddhas until your own Buddhahood.
ແລະມາເດນີ້ກາວຍໍາເບດຈະມັນເດວ່າຍໍາແມ່ລາມາຈູກຈາຈິຊູຊີແລະກາວຍໍາບາເດສັງຈິຈິກິສັງຈິສັງຈິສາລໍແກເທຍຄຸນແມ່ເຫັນຊາເດເມ່ເຫັນຕາສັງຈິສຸສຸສຸຊິກິທຸມມະຫິນເບດຈາແລນະພາເດວ່າຍເດງຊິສຸສຸຕາຊິກດັງສັງຊິກິເດວ່າອານີ້ແມ່ວ່າຍິນະກໍຍຸຈິຊິຊີເດຈິຊິນະພາເດກໍຄົມບາຊິມທໍເມ່ເດວ່າຍິນະຣານນິກາວາດິ ຈະນັ້ນດິຈະນັ້ນກະວ່າແຮງຊັ້ນດິຈະນັ້ນທີ່ເຈສິປາສັງຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈິຈ
Whilst when somebody develops bodhicitta to attain the state of a Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, the intention is to help free all beings from the quagmire of samsaric stench and samsaric existence. So, although bodhisattvas work on this premise, that they will attain Buddhahood so that they can then free all beings. But when it actually comes to freeing all beings, not one Buddha can free all beings as intended. For that Buddha to be offered direct help or indirect help, there must be some kind of a link, association and a link between people to be helped and oneself. And in terms of a spiritual link, in terms of a material link, in terms of emotional link, whatever link. And therefore it often happens that when you receive the same teaching, but when you hear the teachings from somebody else, the way they use the language or whatever, the teaching hits the spot that needs to change. That is your mind. When you have received the same teaching from so many other lamas, they sort of became the norm, the normal thing. However, when the same teaching is given by somebody else, the way they deliver the teaching, whether mannerism or the choice of word, can make such a profound impact. And that impact happens because of a connection. And therefore, all Buddhas cannot have all beings. So, however, Buddhas can see that certain beings have a connection with certain beings, other Buddhas, and then, so by word of mouth among Buddhas, as it were, then, they rely on each other. That reliance on each other in their service to sentient being is kind of refuge.
I've been taught that all beings have been our mothers so many times that their bones would make the size of Mount Meru.
Yes.
I can't believe it turned out the same connection.
Kishila. I need to tell the Kishila now. The Kishila.
Ani di
lamati
ani samjit tamji ani sangyel ani chigi dhyayu bhyanjala rava chugi dhyawa, sangsingi dhyawa dhinde yugin tila ani chigi sangjik kasura sangyek rangi ani chigi dhyutamin dhyawaya res ani kawal dhyawa mege yina ani sangyek shina nga gyu res rava dhinde dhyawa mewa yungsiga marabas 간신은 샘진 탐제를 랑게 마치 문유 균요 말레스 샘지 찌기 마치가 대한 찌뜨는 리케브르르 리케브르 아까서
bones, rīkyab rūrabhāk chāna vāsukārīs. And samjīn thamjēgī mācchāyabhāk pūmāni dēgāyacchāngārīvā. Jatān samjīn the dhāmyabhā gīmāduvās. So there's no...
Chīshīn pēntu yēngi dhāvādī nē kārā mācchāyabhī mātā dhīlī kātā chēbīgī dhāvādā mārvā.
Nā.
Dhīng dhāvā mārvā. Nāni rāni chūdhān tūyabhī sāngsīgī dhāvā. Chūdhān sāngsīgī dhāvā sīgī dhāvā.
No, good point. So the fact that all beings have been our mothers, and therefore, yes, shouldn't that be a connection? But here I'm talking about a Dharma connection. Dharma connection. So, Dharma connection, okay, the maternal connection with all beings doesn't amount to the connection for a Buddha to be able to have one. Here we are talking about Dharma connection. So what kind of Dharma connection is then the kind of connection needed between Buddhas and beings? The Dharma connection that beings need with the Buddha is like when somebody is on their way to, as a Bodhisattva, and you make some relationship, spiritual relationship, you get a piece of teaching, or you offer them a piece of fruit, or give them food, and then say, May this pave a way for spiritual relationship in the future. So that kind of relationship. What are we getting at?
Pena, did you young be there?
Pena, there are more people now.
Lama, Gindila, that. Shilo ke se tu jung go na do di chi na bi ye de na wa de tro ye ten de ni chu na shilo pe yin se shilo de yo ina ta gin di ke se shilo de je ne mo ma ne na zo yin di mo ne ta ne ba de te tu bi wa de e me wa je shi ta ne chu na ka la te se di ge ko mo ma sa na pe ni de la se ju ko pe ni ju bi wa ma ni yu shi zu ne ta ne ta di chi ke ten de yin da sa pe ye de wo ta yo ma de pe ta
So, for example, when you offer a meal to Sangha, and in Tibetan and in other societies, they invite Sangha. And they offer a meal, and they ask them to say prayers for the sick, and then the Sangha would come recite or chant prayers, perform ceremonies, and aimed at the welfare of the sick or the target person, and then that. Offering Sangha some kind of material things for a specific purpose then connects people and becomes a spiritual link. If you invite people or Sangha without any specific reason, for spiritual development, or for health, for long life, or for whatever, then it doesn't become
necessarily a connection. So, but okay, a few days back, Angela was in.
Angelica.
Okay, Angelica, not Angela. Did you hear Angela? Angelica. So she, before she left for Germany, she heard that her father was really ill, and although she was on her way, she told me that maybe he would pass away before she got there. Then, what could I do? And assuming that I have some kind of a spiritual influence on her, as I assumed that she would consider me as her spiritual friend, meaning kind of a guru. And I said, in that case, it's a good idea to leave some money for the Rinpoche's and for the Sangha here, called dedication for the dead. What it means, dedication for the dead, is what it. And so she left some money to be given to the scholar Ngwaten. And then Palin Kashi, Palin Sarwar.
Mare Kumpri, the Chinika Kundele. Yes. The power torching shots.
And she came back before she left, saying that I've got a good news. It looks like I can see my father, before it was going to be unlikely, but it seems, she said, your advice of leaving some dedication money, a donation, has worked for me, she said. Harsha.
Yeah, the people do stuff, people do good things, right?
Yeah.
But some people don't have any expectation.
Yeah.
So how does it link like that? Like, I don't want to say about my feet. Like, if I do something, I don't expect anything.
Okay. Geshe-la asked about, me kasha ki, ane lyaka sangbuchi waris, table a roam mebe, ane lyaka chiku waris, ane khunchul ane chiki, ane geshe-la kataan karsuma zina, ane lama geshe teri shuene, ane nebet nola, shi shawaya phiwa taan, ane chiki, jen ane khunchul mu malam chato kong, khunchul pinga waris, neba tau waris, ane di phiwe di ji, table a minne, table a roa jene, and people of us, you know, take a Mimangu and it's a milk panta de gala, Laman Piva Netta, Geshil in the Piva Netta, can do Piva Netta, Devil Royal Maris, Corinthi, Samanamta Pisha Waris, Consul Anichik Anticasuri, connection can do a Gorisa.
The Koran Pajo, but Pensi could not.
So when people do good things without expectation for the outcome, and they do it out of sheer selflessness, you know, no ego involved, and they definitely a good outcome would accrue to them, but the benefit, the unexpected benefit. What's the word unexpected? Pardon?
Unintentional.
Yeah, okay, unintentional. Okay. Pardon?
Subsequent is a consequence.
Okay, the benefit you didn't expect when you did something good would certainly accrue to you, but in a bigger way. And then if you do something to get intangible benefit.
So this is what I was saying.
I can explain this more. When you invite your mates to your flat and you throw a party, and when you throw a party, you want to entertain. And therefore, you don't expect anything. You simply want to entertain. That, you know, is there any kind of real benefit, any merit involved, or almost just entertaining? So, if you give things to, let's say, to others, with an attitude of like entertain, the way you entertain your guests. And to entertain them, then the merit, it's hard to say, you know, how much merit there is. However, if you give now to the poor, you give to the poor because your heart was moved, you are moved. And when you give to the poor, you never think to yourself, I will get something out of them or from them. You give it. There is benefit to that. You will have benefit based on, let's say, your sense of the compassion for the poor. And now, you can also give, let's say, to the guru, to the sangha, and so on. And when you give to them, you never think, oh, they are really poor, I need to give them. But you give to them with a different idea, and you give to them because whilst they are human, they have, the vows. The vows, and therefore their life by having the vows are sort of sublime, and therefore the vows give them a lot of, to use a Maori word, a mana. And therefore, in other words, they have in them spiritual realizations through vows and through practice, which you aspire to develop yourself in time, and therefore an offering is made, then again, you get married through the sheer force of the superiority of a spiritual force in them. Whenever you have the opportunity to offer things to the Sangha, for example, then you do expect result, then it's better to be as ambitious in your expectation as possible. and you say, I'm inviting Sangha to my house and to get to earn merit for the sake of all sentient beings, or for the sake of getting merit for my own Buddhahood, for the sake of all beings, then yes, you expect something would come to you, but you expect it the goal is just massive, and the merit you gain from that act of generosity will last until all sentient beings last. Whereas if you give something for the quick recovery of my father who is sick, then the merit would come to an end when the father recovers. So, But you can be smart here, and you say, I offer these for the sake of all sentient beings, including my mother. And although you did it partly for your mother, but you also included all beings, so that it covers both. And in the same way, you can apply this smart thinking. I offer this for the quick release from pain of this patient and all other patients. So in other words, trying to find loophole in the system. Let me give you an example of the great Asanga. You know the story of Asanga who meditated on Maitreya for 12 long years, at the end of which, you know, he still didn't see Maitreya. He came out completely frustrated until he came upon a dog, a female or rather she dog, suffering in great distress, anger, at the same time, she was infested with wound and maggots. And when he saw that, his heart literally went out for the dog. And as you know the story, he tried to save the dog as well as the maggots. Then he says here, Dolachaga Kunjaze, Asanga, through attachment to a sentient being, he developed wider attachment. He developed attachment through attachment to a being. He developed attachment. This sounds quite cryptic. Attachment here refers, compassion is known by the word attachment often. So attachment for a being, meaning Asanga, when he saw the dog in such a terrible situation, his heart went out. His compassion became kind of attachment. His compassion in the name of attachment went for the dog, and when that attachment, meaning compassion, went for the dog, in fact, he developed a greater attachment for all beings.
Oh yeah, that is in there. Tentugo. Tentugo.